Anyway, so I'm going to hand over first of all to Liz Barclay, who has done most of the jobs in radio, TV and print, researcher, producer, editor, presenter, reporter, writer, trainer, conference chair and speaker, and non-exec director on boards and a charity trustee. So she is a fantastic woman who has a hell of a lot of experience, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what she has to say. Thank you.
I have two Twitter accounts, but in the last year, both of them have gone AWOL because I've been doing all that stuff.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed, Caroline. I don't want to say very much, but what I would like to do is congratulate you for having started this off, and I think it demonstrates that sometimes you have to get mad to get even. There are, of course, other women's groups forming around the area of radio and sound women being one of them. There's also the BBC's, the BBC Training Academy's Experts Days, and I see faces from all of those organisations, so it's really nice to think that not just are you starting up something, but you're also trying to work in partnership and trying to get people to collaborate, and that's where I think where our strength will be. Let me just tell you a little story. I've been in broadcasting for 20 years, maybe slightly longer now, and I came from the voluntary sector. And in the voluntary sector, if any of you have worked in it, you'll probably realise that the vast majority of women, of people working in the voluntary sector, are women. So when I came into broadcasting and discovered that at the lower end of the scale, at the runner's end, at the production assistant end, at the researcher's end, there were a lot of women, but very, very few further up, you'll understand how exasperated it made me feel. But having come in as... I came in to set up what is the forerunner of the audience lines. So I came in to set up a tiny version of the audience lines. It was basically a citizens' advice bureau for radio. I moved into broadcasting from there, into research, into production, into reporting, presentation, and as you say, have done most of the jobs. But it has been really interesting finding out how difficult it can be to get the best people for the jobs, because the best people don't always see themselves as being the best people. And so over the years, I think I've been as guilty as just about anybody else of acting from a convenience point of view. As you said, it's about expediency rather than necessarily getting the best person from the job for the job. Let me tell you, there's no such a thing as a lazy researcher. There is a researcher who is slap bang up against it all of the time. There is a researcher who has a hole to fill in a programme and might have a hole to fill in several programmes. And so when the deadline, when that clock is ticking round at 7 o'clock in the morning on you and yours, and you know that all the holes have got to be filled by 12 and you've got quite a few of them to fill, then sometimes you are literally going to pull that low-hanging fruit off that tree. And I'm looking at David Quest over there because we've done it, haven't we? And just to give you a demonstration of how easy it can be to go for that low-hanging fruit, let me tell you about Simon Calder. Simon Calder was an SM in the BBC. And Simon Calder is the travel editor of The Independent. He is Mr. Travel. He is everywhere. If anybody goes bust in the travel world, Simon already has an interview with the MD. All the questions you will ever need to ask him in order to elicit all the answers he's already written, and he's on his fold-up bike on his way into Broadcasting House or TV Centre. That's why he is so easy, because he does all the work for you. He's not the only one. Justin Urquhart-Stewart, for instance, if you need to know anything there is to know on the finance world, you phone Justin and Justin says, yes, I'll be there on my motorbike if I don't fall off on the way. I'll be there with all the answers and all the questions that you need to ask me to elicit those answers. So that's why sometimes we are guilty of the Today programme type of behaviour. It's not just you. I've worked on lots of programmes where I've been guilty too. And so we do, and we are, and we have to make a change to that. And I think we've probably all tried to address that issue at times and all got exasperated at our lack of wherewithal. However, as a researcher or producer, on programmes like you and yours and several other finance series or whatever, I could phone 10 people in a morning, one of them a man, 9 of them women, and only one of the women would say yes to me. But guess what? The man would say yes, absolutely. without compunction. The other eight women would tell me that they knew somebody who could do a much better job than they could do and give me the man's phone number. So, girls, we've got lots of work to do here. A good researcher is as good as their contacts book. And you need to be in their contacts book. And they need to know what it is that you're passionate about. And what it is will get you into Broadcasting House. And what it is will get you into Television Centre on your fold-up bike. You need to be coming to us and selling us stories, giving us ideas. You need to be doing our job for us, because actually, as journalists, we are quite up against it. We're not lazy, but we've got lots of other things to do. I write books, I write articles, I write for magazines, I broadcast, I sit on boards and all the rest of it. And so something always has to give. And I regret to say that sometimes it is the fact that instead of getting Melanie Howard on, I go for the obvious man who I know will simply say yes. So please, we've all got a role to play in this. And I do think that you've made a brilliant start. You're absolutely to be congratulated. And I hope that together, and we've got to work together and we've got to keep the momentum up, that we really will make a difference. And those of you who are on the BBC Experts Day, go out there, get yourself onto Daily Politics, Anne Richards, because that's where you belong. The best people for the jobs are often women, but we've just got to say, hello, me, I'm here. Thank you very much.